Today's shiur is a Masechta Ksubos on Daf Lamed Vav. We will begin on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis, six lines from the bottom of the Amid at the two dots in the middle of the line with the words Tana Rabbanan. Begins the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan taught in the Braisa. We are now going to learn a series of halachas of those girls who do not receive knas when someone is ma'anis them, and the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph and Lamed Vav Amid Beis until the Mishnah will explain each of the coming halachas. Tana Rabbanan, Arayois, the Pashtus would mean those women which are forbidden to be married, as enumerated in Parshas Achrei Mois, which we read on Yom Kippur at Mincha. Ushniyos larayis, and those which are asur mid rabbanon, they're secondary, which rabbanon made as a geder. This would be the pashtus of the brisa. However, the Gemara on Lamed Vav Amid Aleph will learn that these nairis refer to other women. The halacha is Einlan and like knas loypitri. They do not have the knas of an anusa, and they do not have the 50 shkolim of mefate either. Hamemaenes ein lo loiknas loipitui. Maenes is a ktana who the mother has married, and she has refused. The ktana has refused to stay with her husband. But since she was married, she is no longer Becheskes Psula. She's a Beula. She's considered a Beula, and therefore she does not receive Knas or Pitui. Islandness, as we've had earlier on the Masechta, Daf Yud Aleph, as Rashi brings down here, four lines from the bottom. Islandness comes from the word Ayil, which is a zochor, a ram, a male sheep. The Gemara told us a zochor that's not able to give birth. It's a woman, but she is unable to give birth just like a man, and therefore she has this name, a male sheep, a ram. So she likewise has no knas and no pitui. And the reason is because she is considered a ktana, knas only goes to a naira. This price will be going, as we'll see in the Gemara, like Rav Meir, that a ktana does not receive knas. And since she does not have shteis or stylinus, she does not have the simonim of a naira. So until 20 years, as Rashi points out in the third last line of Rashi on the Amid, until 20 years old, she is Becheskas Ktana. In other words, she goes straight from Katnus to being a Boigeris at age 20, and there is no period of Nairus, and therefore, since only a Naira receives Knas, according to Rav Meir, and not a Ktana, an Islandess does not receive neither Knas nor Pitui, which would be the money for a girl who is seduced. Vahayotzas mishum shemra. The Gemara thinks that this means a girl who the husband brought witnesses that there are no besulim because she was mizana as a naira marasa. So the Brisa concludes, ein lo loy knas loy pitui. She likewise does not receive knas or piti. The Gemara will ask on Lamed Vav Amid Beis that if there's two eidim who are believed, because of their testimony, Bezin is going to administer the death penalty of Skila, so certainly they're believed that she was a psula, konsa b'chesu psula, v'nimtza b'ula. And certainly there was no knas in such an instance. So why does the Brisa even have to tell us that ain't looking pitri? This we will see in the Gemara further. And now the Gemara begins to explain each of the halachas that we've learned before. My arayas, umayish, nias larayas, ilema arayas, as we turn to Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, what is the meaning of Arayus and Shnius Arayus? If you're going to say that Arayus means Arayus Mamish, as Rashi says on the top line, Hamafurish Bachar Mois Vehem Bekrisis, the ones that are Bekoris that are listed in Parshas Achrei Mois. And what does Shnius mean? Midivrei Soifrim. Those are the ones that the Rabbanim made a get there. For example, Rashi says, Aim Imoy, his mother's mother. So Imoy is Midaraisa, and Aim Imoy is Midarabbanim. So that you should not be over on Imoy, they prohibited Aim Imoy as well. Or Aim Aviv, his father's mother. So if that's what it means, I have a problem, asked the Gemara. Kivin to Midaraisa Chazilei, since Shnius Midivrei Soifrim are permitted to this person, the Ma'anis Midaraisa, Amai Elan Knas, why do they not receive Knas? As the fourth line of Rashi says, Karina Bevaloy Silisha, since Midaraisa you're able to be Makayim, taking her as a wife, so why by Divrei Soifrim, arise for Divrei Soifrim, is there no Knas? As Rashi continues in Divrei Amaskal Amayinlan Knas, Arayus itself I can understand. Because even though we learned Chayvei Krisis, the Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes tells us there is Knas, but we had on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis that Shimon HaTemani says, V'loy Silisha, it has to be Isha Sheyesh Bavaya, a woman with whom Kedushin is Taifsin. And therefore, Chayvei Krisis are Ein Kedushin Taifsin, and therefore, according to Shimon HaTamani, who disagrees with the Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes, Chayvei Krisis do not receive Knas. So Arayus, I understand. But Shnius, which is only Midrabbanan, if that's what Shnius means, the secondary ones are Midivri Seifin Rabbanan, Midarayus, it's Veloy Silisha. It is Isha Sheyesh Bravai. Kedushin is Typhus, so why should there not be any Knas? Ella says the Gemara, Arayus, Chayvei Mises Bezdin. Arayus will refer to Chayvei Mises Bezdin, which, even according to Shimon HaTemani, are not Typhus Kedushin. If someone makes a Kedushin with Chayvei Mises Bezdin, they are not Typhus, they do not go into effect. Shniyois, and which are secondary, which are not as chomer, not as severe as Chayvei Mises Bezdin, that's Chayvei Krisis. And by both cases, Chayvei Mises Bezdin, Chayvei Krisis, and Kedushin Typhusin. Avol Chayvei Lavin Yeshlen Knas, but according to Shimon HaTemani, Chayvei Lavin, as the Gemara and Daf Chav Testament base told us, since it's Yesh Bavaya, since Kedushin are Taifsin B'Chayvei Lavin, like a Mamzer Li'Yisraelis, Kedushin would be Taifis, therefore there would be, or Yisrael to Mamzeris, there would be Knas Umani Shimon HaTemani, and who is this Brisa going according to this interpretation? It's going according to Shimon HaTemani. Ikedi Amri Sam have a different Shad in the Brisa. Arayus, Chayvei Mises Bezdin, Chayvei Krisis. Arayus will include all the severe Arayus from the Torah, the forbidden marriages, whether it's punishable by death penalty from Bezdin, or whether it's Chayvei Krisis, which is punishable by Hashem. That is Arayus. Shnius, secondary, will include Chayvei Lavin, that they also do not receive Knas. Why? Because Mani, who will this be going according to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh? Because as we learned in Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, Rav Shimon ben Manasseh disagrees with Shimon HaTemani. He has a different shot in Veloy Silisha. It's not enough that Kedusha Taifsin has to be a woman who he can stay with Reuya Lekaima, and since even by a Yisrael to a Mamzeris, Kedushin are Taifsin, but he cannot live with her, he has to divorce her, he can't stay with her together, so Memela, it's not Reuya Lekaima, according to Shimon Manasseh, there would not be any Knas. So if I have this interpretation, the Ikad Amri's interpretation of the Brisa, it will be going according to Shimon Manasseh, according to both Pshatim, our original understanding of the Brisa, that Shnius means Divrei Soifrim is not correct, because in fact Shnius, which are only Issur D'Rabbanan, there would be Knas of Ma'anis and of Mefata. Continues the Gemara to explain the next halacha of the Brisa. Ha'me Ma'anis Ein Lo Knas. a girl, a ketana, whose mother married her off, and she refused to stay with her husband. If subsequently someone was monitored, there is no knas for loy pitui. So we can make a deduction, ha'ketana bi'alma isla. But if a regular ketana who was not married and then was memayin, and someone was minus a regular ketana, there would be knas. So who is this brisa going like? Mani rabbanani. That's going according to the rabbanan. As Rashi points out, we had on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph that elu nairis, but not ketanis receive knas. That was going like Rav Meir, that Mishnah, and the Rabbanan argued on Rav Meir, and they hold that a ketana does receive knas. So this brisa that says only a girl who's memayin does not receive knas, but a regular ketana does receive knas, is going like the Rabbanan. The Amri ketana yesh la knas. They hold that a ketana has knas. Eima seifa. Tell me the seifa of that brisa. Eilinus ein lo loy knas loy pitui. So l'chayra, islandess is asal Rav Meir. That's going according to Rav Meir. Because why does an islandess not receive knas? Because she goes straight from katnas to boigris at the age of 20. There is no period of nairis, and Rav Meir holds that only a nair receives knas, and not a ketana. Isal Rav Meir, da amar ketana ein lo knas. And v'ha, and this islandess, this girl, mikatnusa yotzal bagr. She goes from katnas at age 20 till bagris. She skips the naira stage. Memela, according to Rav Meir, there's no knas. So it comes out, we have an unusual thing. Reisha rabbanu v'sei for Rav Meir. It comes out that the reisha, where only a mama enes, ketana is ein lo knas, but a regular ketana has knas. And the seif is going according to Rav Meir that says that islandess, who is a ketana, is ein lo knas because Rav Meir holds ketana has no knas. And the reisha was going according to Rabban who hold a ketana, yesh lo knas. So other places in Shas where you have such a kasha, the Gemara says in reisha Rabban is safe for Rav Meir. Here, however, the Gemara wants to find that perhaps there is a Tana, there is some way that we can reconcile the Reisha to the Seif, and the Gemara does not give that standard teretz. The Chitem, it says the Gemara, Kula Rav Meir, he maybe will say the whole Brisa is going according to Rav Meir. And therefore, Eilinus has no Knas, because she's a Ketana, and by Ketana there's no Knas. What about Bima Enes? Savalak Rav Yehuda. We had a problem that because we had a Diuk. A Bima Enes. Ketana is a Knas, but a regular Ketana is yesh lo knas. How could that go according to Rav Meir? The answer is, he will hold like Rabbi Yehuda. As Rashi points out, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that only that a naira can also be memayin. And therefore, when it says, hamemayenes ein lo knas, it'll be speaking about a naira who's memayin, who refuses to stay with her husband. She has the right of refusal if she was married by her mother, even when she becomes a naira, and therefore we can make a diuk. Naira ma'enes ein loknas, but naira stam yesh loknas. We don't have any more the diuk ktana ma'enes ein loknas ktana yesh loknas because ein echanami. It's going according to Rameir, and Rameir holds that ktana is ein loknas. Any ktana has no knas, and therefore ma'enes will be speaking about naira because it'll hold like Rabbi Yehuda. But umi savrala, does then Rameir hold like Rabbi Yehuda? We see from Rav Brisa that Rav Meir does not hold like Rav Yehuda. Vatanya will learn Rav Brisa. Ad Moseh Abbas Ma'anis, until what age can the daughter be Mamayan? Ad Shetavi Shtei Saris. The Rav Meir, until she brings two pubic hairs, until she becomes a Naira, says Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Imer. Ad Sheyar B'Shachar Olav. Rav Yehuda disagrees, and he says that even a Naira can be Mamayan, because as the Gemara in Nida explains, Rashi brings it down, Devir Maschach Yar B'Shachar Olavin, it means not that the whole area of the Mokum Erva has hair, but rather the two hairs are able to bend over, and on the skin, on the white part of the skin, the dark hairs seem to cover that, they give an appearance that they're covering that area, so which is longer. It takes a girl more than 12 years and a day, more than leaving katnas, even into nairus, it's a prolonged time. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to wait until Yar B'Shachar Olavin, which means even a naira until that time that Yar B'Shachar Olavin, until the hairs bend over and give that appearance, she will be able to be Mamayin. However, Rabbi Meir disagrees. He argues on Rabbi Yehuda. He holds only that she brings two saris. without them bending over, which is the Zman, which is at the end of Katnus. So we see clearly that Rav Meir does not hold like Rav Yehuda. So how did you want to say a pshat in the Braisa that's going according to Rav Meir? And by Mamayanis is not speaking about a Ketana, it's speaking about a Naira, because Rav Meir holds like Rav Yehuda that a Naira could be Mamayan. Here we see clearly from this Braisa, Rav Meir argues on Rav Yehuda and he holds that a Naira cannot be Mamayan. Elo, the Gemara wants to say, you know who our Braisa will be going like Rav Yehudi. It'll be going like Rav Yehuda, and Mamela, Mamanis is not speaking about a Ketana, it's speaking about a Naira. Ubiktana, and in the case of Islandness, where we said Eim Laknas because she's a Ketana, Sarva like Rav Meir, he'll hold like Rav Meir. So we, instead of saying that Bryce is going according to Rav Meir and he holds like Rav Yehuda, which he doesn't, as we proved, we'll say that Bryce is going according to Rav Yehuda, and so Naira Mamanis is good. We have no diuk that Ketana Mema'anes doesn't get Knas and a regular Ketana gets Knas, because we're speaking about a Naira Mema'anes, according to Rav Yehuda, and by Alanis will hold like Rav Meir. But the Gemara says that's also not good. Umisavra law, does then Rav Yehuda hold like Rav Meir by Ketana? Va'amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav, zu divri Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that this is written by Rav Meir, and Zudivri Rav Meir, these are the words of Rav Meir, which tells us that a Ketana does not receive Knas. That's only going according to Rav Meir. Now, if Im Isa, and if you hold Rav Yehuda agrees with Rav Meir that a Ketana does not, receive Knas, it should have said Zudivri Rav Meir v'Rav Yehuda Meboile. Not only does Rav Meir hold that Ketana ain't look Knas, but even Rav Yehuda holds like that. But it doesn't say that Rav Yehuda holds like that. So it seems that Rav Yehuda holds like the Rabbanan that Ketana does receive Knas. So again, we have the problem that from if you want to say the Reish is going like Rav Yehuda, that only a Nara receives Knas, Narma Manas, no Knas. Regular Nara has Knas. And the safe islandness, Rav Yehuda will hold like Rav Meir, that a Ketana does not receive Knas. But it would seem that Rav Yehuda holds like the Rabbanan, because otherwise Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav, should have said, Zu Divri Rav Meir, Vir Rav Yehuda. He didn't say that. It's only Rav Meir who holds that Ketana ain't lo Knas. We again have a problem with the ratio and the safe of our Brisa. The Gemara answers, Hi Tana, this is a third Tana. It's not Rav Meir, it's not Rav Yehuda, it's a third Tana. He holds Savalak Rav Meir Bechada. He holds by one halacha like Rav Meir that what that Ketana ain't laknas, and that's the reason why Alnis ain't laknas, because she's a Ketana. Upoligale bechada, and he disagrees with Rav Meir in one halacha, and he holds that Naira could be Mimayin, and therefore Naira Mimayenes ain't laknas. A regular Naira has Knas. A Ketana does not have Knas, and that's why Alanis has no Knas. So we're going to say that this is a third Tana who holds like Rabbi Yehuda in one halacha that a Nair can be Mamayin, and holds like Rabbi Meir in the other halacha that a Ketana ain't lo Knas. And that's why an Alanis ain't lo Knas. Raphram of Mar, Raphram wants to give another teretz, Mimayenis Haruyu Lemoy. We're really going like Rabbi Meir. And Rav Meir holds Ketana ain't laknas, and therefore Islandness ain't laknas. And what about the ratio, which says Hamimaanis ain't laknas, which would seem that any Ketana, a regular Ketana, has knas? No, a Ketana does not have knas. And what does it mean Hamimaanis? It means any girl who's able to be Mamayin, which according to Rav Meir is only by a Ketana, not a Naira. So Hamimaanis ain't laknas haru'uyin lemoyin, the one who's able to be Mamayin. So Mamela, it's all going like Rav Meir. And we're not really talking about Mien, we're talking about a Ketana who's able, if she would be married by her mother and she would want to be Mamayin, she would be able to be Mamayin. A Ketana, it's telling us, according to Rav Meir, ain't laknas. Afraid of Gemara, what do you have to go a roundabout way and say that a Mamaanis ain't laknas means haru'uyin lemoyin? Listen to Ketana, say Ketana. Ketana ain't laknas, because we're going like Rav Meir. Say it simply. The Gemara says, Kasha, that is a good Kasha. Continues the Gemara. Islandness ain't laknas, like Pitti, Vermini. I'll ask you a question. Hachareshes, a deaf mute, Vashoitan, a deranged woman. Vio islandness, Yeshlan knas, they do have knas. V'yeshlam tainis psulim. And if the husband tainis that I thought she was going to have psulim and she didn't have psulim, he has a good tain in Bezdin, and he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. He could be mafsid or ksuba. So what's Gemara's kasha? You're telling me Eilness ain't laknas, and we see beferish from that brisa that Eilness yeshlan knas. Frey the Gemara of all my rumya. What is this problem here? What's the stira? Simple teretz. Har Rab Meir, Har Rab Banan. This is going like Rab Meir that he holds that an Eilness has no knas because a ktana has no knas. And the other brisa is going according to the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold that an Eilness, which is a Ktana, is Yeshlan Knas, because they hold always a Ktana Yeshlan Knas. The Gemara says, Ude Ko'arila, my Ko'arila. This is such an obvious answer to the steer of the brisa that we have to wonder that the one who asked the question, what was his havaman of asking the steer? What kind of steer is this? It's a simple answer. One's going according to Rabbeir, and one's going according to Rabbanim. The Gemara answers, Mishum de Islay Lamir Machriti Ilave. He knew the answer. That's an obvious answer, Rabbeir and Rabbanim. As Rashi explains, he was bringing the second brisa not really to make a stira concerning Eilness, where the answer is obvious, but he wanted to bring the other women who are mentioned in the brisa, Hacherish Rashoitava Eilness, Yeshlen Knas. So he mentioned that other brisa to bring in that Cheresh Shoita and Eilness have Knas, and then his main focus really is on the next phrase, V'yeshlan tainas psulim, because on that point that a cheresh and a shoita have tainas psulim, there I can ask a stira from a third brisa, and that's why he brought it up. Ha-chereshes v'ha-shoita v'ha-boigeres v'mukaseitz ein lan tainas psulim. So boigeres, the third case, we understand, because Rashi says, b'sula kolomei aleim, the psulim disintegrate by themselves. Memele, the husband can't say, well, I expected to find psulim and I didn't. You shouldn't expect it by a bageris. It disintegrates by itself. Umukas eitz, if a piece of wood went in the mokum erva, it would break the psulim. Memele, the husband has no tain of psulim. But the Bryce is telling us that he also has no tain of psulim by chereshes and shoita. And yet in the other brisa that we had brought, it says that cheresh v'shoita, yeshlan tainas psulim. That's really why he brought up that second brisa, so he could ask on it from the third brisa, the stira, concerning psulim. His main focus really wasn't knas, his main focus was tainas psulim. And then the third brisa continues, hasuma va'ailness, yeshlan tainas psulim. Hasuma and ailness, the husband could have a tainas psulim, not to give a ksuba. Sumcha Sarm, Rishon Rameir. Sumcha says, Nei Rameir, Suma ain't lo tainas psulim. By Suma, he cannot have a tainas psulim. She will collect her 200 zuz. The Gemara on Amud Beis will explain this part of the brisa. But meanwhile, we are trying to reconcile the stira between the second and third brises concerning Chareshes and Shaita. The first brisa said, Yeshlan tainas psulim. Second brisa said, Ein lo tainas psulim. Amr of Sheshes, Loikash. That's not difficult. Har Rabbi Gamliel, Har Rabbi Yeshua. We had in the first parak on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, as Rashi brings the Mishnah, he Oimeres Mishur Astani Nenasti Nemenes. He says that it happened before the Nesuin, before the Erisin, and therefore it's a Mekach Tois. And she says that I was raped after the Erisin, and it's your tough luck. So Rabbi Gamliel holds she is ne'menes. So since if a woman would tain a mishur astani nasti, she would be ne'menes. That's why even though the chereshes and the shoita do not tain anything, as the Gemara will say, we will tain it for them, and therefore there is no tainus psulim according to Rabbi Gamliel. Har Rabbi Yeshua, the brisa that says that there is tainis psulim, That will go according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says in the Mishnah on Yud Beis Amud Beis, Loi Mipiu Anachoyin. We do not believe the woman who says Mishir Astani Nenasti. So therefore, the Chereshes and the Shait is are not better than the woman herself, who would not be believed according to Rabbi Yeshua. And therefore, Yeshlan Tanis Psulim, the husband can be believed when he doesn't want to give her the Ksuba. Frey the Gemara, how can you say that the Brisa which says Yesh Ein Lo Tanis Psulim is going according to Rabbi Gamliel, Eimer to Shammah Lo Rabbi Gamliel, Hechad Ka Tano Ihi? When did I hear Rabbi Gamliel that she's Nemenes? That's when she Tainis. She says Mishra Stani Nanasti, so she's believed according to Rabbi Gamliel. But Hechad Loi Ka Tano Ihi Mishamad Lei? Where did we hear Rabbi Gamliel speaking about a case where she doesn't say anything? If she doesn't say anything, then of course the husband is the one who can say, I'm not going to pay out the ksuba on a woman who I found to be a ba'ula. Rabbi Gamliel would agree here that Yesh Lo Tanis Psulim. The Gemara says, in, yes, Rabbi Gamliel would hold here also that she is believed and there's no Tanis Psulim. Why? Even the Amram Gamliel Mehemna, since Rabbi Gamliel says by a regular woman who is not deranged, who's not a shaita, and she's not a deaf mute, that there, if she tainis that she's believed, Kigoyim Zu, this is an example. Just like, for example, Bezdin tainis for Yisoyimim, who don't know anything about the affairs of their father, and there's a chiv on Bezdin to be toein for a person who, for whatever reason, whether it's a mental handicap or any other handicap, is unable to tine for himself, there's a halacha based on a pasuk in Mishlei, psach picha le'ilem, open your mouth for the deaf mute. And this is a case, this is an example of psach picha le'ilem, who, since by a regular woman she would be believed, according to Rabbi Gamliel, to say, Mishra Astani Nenasti, therefore, even by a Choresh or Shaita, we say, Ein Lo Tanis Psulim, because Bezdin Tain is for her, that, you know, when it happened after the Yeris, and in Nistap Chasadeu, your field got overrun with water and got ruined, that's your tough luck, and Bezdin Tain is for the woman, and she is believed, and the husband has to give her her regular ksuba. Continues the Gemara to explain the next halach of the Brice of Aboy Geres Ein Lo Tanis Psulim. We learned that by Aboy Geres, we just said that in the third Brice, Aboy Geres, that Aboy Geres Ein Lo Tanis Psulim. So we want to focus on that halach of that third brice of Amar Rav. Rav said by Geres Noisna Laila Harishain that by a boy Geres, as Rashi explains, as many be'ilois as the husband has with the wife, and there is dam. We say that it's not dam nidus, but rather it's dam besulim. Although the halacha in Hilchas Nidus Siman Kuf Tzad Gimel is that we are machmer that on the night of the chasen is boil bilas mitzvah parish. He only does one bila and then he separates himself. And we're machmir on the dam that comes out of the woman following the bila. But meikr dina de gemara, it would be mutter to be boiled many bilois on that first night. So what do we see? That a begaris has dam besulim. And that's why we're toila all the dam that comes from the many bilois that the husband would do that first night to dam sulim. If there is dam sulim, then as the last line of Rashi on the Amid says, tafsik subasa, she should lose her ksuba, he thought she's a psula, he finds out that she's a ba'ula, and a boigeres normally would have dam besulim, and here she doesn't have dam besulim, obviously because she's had a bila before, and therefore l'chayra, he should have a tainis besulim, she should lose the ksuba. Why does it say in the brayse that Abba Geras ain't lo tainis besulim? As we turn to daf lamed vav amid beis, the Gemara answers, eat the katoin tainis damim hachinami. There are two ways that the husband can have a taina against his wife. One way is that he says, I checked the linen and I didn't find any dam. So the Gemara is saying, if that is what he would be tining by a Begeres, then Ein Echanami, it would be a good tina. And she would lose her ksuba. But Hocha B'maya Skin, and here we're talking about that he didn't check the linen. He doesn't know, maybe there was dam, he's not sure about it. But what is he tining? Dikatoy, and tina is Pesach Pesuach. He's saying that I found that the Mokum Erva was open. And here we say that he has no tina. So Rashi explains, but the fourth line on the Amid of Rashi, the last wide line on top, Rashi says, in the middle of the line, Bin Nairuk Tana Tainahi. Can I read a pair of comma? By a Nairuk Tana, if he says Pesach Pesuch, it's a Taina. Va'afa Pishen Yoch Levar Dvor B'Fenenu, even though he can't prove that it was Pesach Pesuch, Amrinin, we say, Chazaka, Ein Adam Terech Besudim Afsida, as the Gemara said in the first parak. There's a chazaka that a person is not busy with a suda, and then he decides all the thousands of dollars I paid for the chasana, I'm going to make up a story. If he says that he found Pesach Pesuach, we believe him. Avol Misha Bagra, says Rashi, if he uses the time of Pesach Pesuach, once she becomes a begaris, ein rachmat tsar kevatchila, v'doyim aloi ki'ilu Pesach Pesuach. So, if he comes with a tainus damim, I didn't find damim, then it would be a taina, yesh tainus psulim, even by begaris. But if dam, we're saying in this case, he didn't check, he's only coming because of Pesach Pesuach, on that Rashi says that his whole way of knowing it would be because he should have found the makam of the rechem tight, and he didn't. He found it open. But since by Bagaris it expands through the age of the girl, it automatically expands. So although he thought that it's Pesach Pesuach, really it was not Pesach Pesuach. Rashi says that he only imagined that it was a Pesach Pesuach because of the expansion of the rechem. So here we say, if your tainus Pesach Pesuach by Bagaris, there's no tainus psulim, and he cannot be mafsid herksuva. Continues the Gemara to explain that last brisa that we had on Amud Aleph, Sumchas Amrishim Rameir, Suma Ein La Tainus Psulim, that by someone who is blind, you cannot have Tainus Psulim to be Mafsir Ksuba. My time at a Sumchas, what's the reason of Sumchas Amr Abzeir, Mavnesha, Nechbet, Sagabikarka? A blind child is very apt to fall on the ground, and when she fell on the ground, she lost her Psulim. And you knew that when you married her, therefore you cannot have tainus psulim. Freidi gemar kula namichavuti mechbadi. All young girls also fall on the ground. So why can the husband ever have tainus psulim? She has an excuse. I fell when I was a child. I lost my psulim and I should get my regular ksuba. So the gemar answers, kulu royois umaris liman. All of them see that when such a thing happens, when they lose their psulim, dam comes out, and they tell their mothers, and their mothers tell them that because of the accident, they lost their psulim. And if she didn't tell the chosin's side of this when she got married, so he can say, I thought that she has her psulim, and now I see she doesn't have her psulim, and therefore she'll be mafsid her ksuba. However, Zu, this sumo ain't a roya. She doesn't see the dam. So she doesn't run to her mother. Ve'ena Maralima, she doesn't show it to her mother. So her mother doesn't tell her. So therefore, anyone who marries a suma knows that probably she fell down, but yet the fact that she didn't tell me that she lost her psulim is no proof. I have to assume she lost her psulim. The reason she didn't tell me, she didn't know. She didn't see the dam coming out. She didn't run to her mother, and her mother didn't tell her. That's why she didn't tell me. So therefore, by a suma, you cannot say, I thought she's a psula, and I found out now that she doesn't have her psulim. And therefore, ain la tainus psulim, and you cannot be mafsid her ksuba. We also learned that this is now going back to the last halacha of the braisa that was quoted on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis, Vahayoytzeis Mishum Shemra Ein Lo Knas V'Loy Pitui, Ein Lo Loy Knas V'Loy Pitui. And the Gemara thought that Yoytzi Mishum Shemra means in the case of Moitzi Shemra. So if he makes up a story against his wife that she was Mizana as a Naira Murasa, that he didn't find Psulim, then he has to pay Meya Kesef. But if it's true, and in fact she was Mizana as a Naira Amarasa, so then she's Chayiv Skila, and the Gemara seems to be saying, the Braisa seem to be saying, that in such a case, if someone was Ma'aniser, there would be no Knas and no Pitui, because she's not a Psula. Ask the Gemara, Hayoitzis Mishum Shemra, Baskili, she is Chayiv Misal Piedim, who's testified that she was Mizana. So if we believe the Edim that she lost her psulim because she was Mizana, and she's Chayv Skila, so we certainly believe them that she's not a psula, and if somebody was Ma'aniser, she will not get Knas or Pitui. Why do you have to mention this case? Pshita. Amrav Sheishes, Hachi Kamar, there's a whole different pshat in Hayoitzis from Shemra. Mishi Yotza Aleha Shemra B'Yaldusa. It means a girl who there was a bad rumor that she had done something wrong as a young child, so ain't like Knas Lepiti, because we assume that she doesn't have psulim. It's not speaking about the case in the Torah of Maitzi Shemra, where the husband wasn't Maitzi Shemra, where it was true what he was saying, that she was Mizana and he had Edim. But rather, there was a rumor that when she was a young girl, she had done something wrong, and therefore she lost her psulim, and therefore there's no Knas or Pitui, because she is not a Besula. Amra Papa says, Rav Papa, Shema Amino, we see from this halacha of Mishi Yatzal of Shem Rabbi Yaldusa Ein Lo Loik Nasloi Pitui, we learn out a din in Mamanis. Hai Shtara Reya, this bad star, Loi Magvinim Bei, you cannot use it to collect. Hei Chidami, what's the case? Elamed enough for Kolo Le the Shtara, the Zaifu, if it means it's a bad star, because there went out a coil, a rumor that this star was forged. So what will be a similar case? You're learning this halacha of Shtar Reya from, Rapapa's learning it from the halacha of Mishi Yatzal Aleha Shem Rabbi Aldusa. So what's the case there? That a coil went out that she had premarital relations. Rava said, Yatzala Shem Mizana Beir, if she had this reputation that she had premarital relations, Ein Chayshin Lo. And Rashi says, Afil Lakuna, we don't have to worry about it, even for Kuna. So why should she lose her Knas and Pitu if we see even Lagabi Yuchsin, even Lagabi marrying to Kuna, just a rumor alone that she had done something wrong when she was younger, we don't worry about it. And she's able to marry Kuna, so L'chayra, she should receive Knas as well. Ella, says the Gemara, what's the case of Ayyotzim Shem Shemra? The Asu Beit Trey, two Adam came, Ba'amri, and they said, Lididhu Tivatani Bisura. She came over to us, and she tried to make us do an Aveira with her. As Rashi says, Hifkira Atzma. She gave herself over to have relations with us. We didn't listen. Lo shamanu lo. But we see what we're being made, what kind of character this girl has. And therefore, we can assume that eventually she had relations with someone. Of course, Rashi says they're not testifying that we actually saw that she was nivala, because what's the chiddush? She's not a psula. The chiddush is that even though they didn't see her have relations, they're just testifying that she propositioned them, and that alone is enough to be mafsid her knas and pitui for oynes and mefata. And the simple pshat is because she loses her cheskas besula, and the Rambam says that in fact this gives her a status of a zoyna, and to a zoyna there is no knas. The kavasa hocha, the same thing would be in the case of the shtar. The asu betray, two would come to aid. And Vamri, and they would say, Lididhu, Omar Lahu Zaifali, this person who is producing the shtar and wants to collect $500 based on what's written in the shtar, he told us, be false witnesses that a halvod, that a loan took place. And we're saying that based on their testimony, this shtar is not considered a valid shtar, and he cannot collect from the person that's written in the shtar that borrowed money from him. So the Gemara says there's a big difference. Bishlam Hossam, in the case of Znus, Shrichi Prutzen. If we see that she propositioned these two Adim, so even though they refused, but we imagine that eventually, since there are, unfortunately, in society, Prutzen, she found some misfits who eventually were Mizana with her, and she lost her Psulim. And that's why, if that Shemra went out, based on what the two Adim are telling us, she will lose her knas and pitui. Ela hocha. But in the case of the shtar, im hu huchzik, just because he went to these two Adim and said, sign falsely on the shtar, so kol yisrael mi huchzika, should we say, where it's not an inyan of gili arayis, should we say that the Jews that signed on the shtar, they were in fact false Adim? Should we accuse them of not being honest? So the Gemara says, Hachanami, here also, by the case of Ishtar, Kivin the Kamahadra Ziyufa, since he is trying to get Adim to sign falsely. So it's not that I think that the Adim signed falsely, but Amer, we will say, Ziyufi Zayfakosev, that he himself forged the signatures of other witnesses, and he wrote their signatures down. It's not that the Adim were signing falsely, but he practiced his forgery so well till he actually copied their signatures. And because he is dishonest, therefore we will say that the shtar is a shtar mezuyif, and you will be unable to collect. And that's what Rav Papa said before. Hai shtar reya loimag vinim bo. You cannot use this shtar to collect. Continues the Mishnah, and this is a continuation of the Mishnah on Daf Chav Tetz. There we learned Elu Nairis who have Knas, and this Mishnah will give us a series of Nairis that do not receive Knas. The Elu Shein Len Knas, Habo Al Giyaris, Vala Shuya, Vala Shifcha. If someone was Ma'anes, a Giyaris, or a Shuya, or a Shifcha, which is the same cases that we had on Chav Tetz and Aleph, but there they were under 3 years old, where their Besulim returned. They became Giyaris, or they were freed, or they from captivity or from slavery when they were under 3 years old. So even if they had relations before, the Psulim would come back. And if somebody was Manis them later, there is Knas. However, over here, they were Niftu, Shinez Garvish and Shtachru. They were released from captivity, and they became Gerim, and they were freed from slavery, Yeseris Abnei Shloishanim, V'yomechen, more than 3 years and a day. And then they are Becheskas, that they, the Giyaris was Nivela when she was a Goy, the Shifcha was Nivela when she was a Shifcha, and the Shvuya was Nivela while she was in captivity. And although Taisus and Divri Amaskel Ve'elu Shein Leknas says Afal Gav Demidarais Shvuya Loi Havi Becheskes Bula, even though a Shvuya is not Becheskes Bula, Ken Amrinim Bechol Duchti, the Shvuya Ikilu, they were makel by Shvuya because she's not Becheskes Bula. There are many Heterim, Isha is believed and Ein Echor is believed, Mikol Makam Ein La Knas, but Knas we don't give her. Why? The Mishum Gzeirish Loi Tinasi LeKoyen, since Ma'ala Asa B'Yuchsin, that she shouldn't be able to marry a Kayan. Midaraisa, she's believed that she didn't have relations with a Goy. But the Rabbanan were Chayshish, that maybe she did, and they didn't want her to marry a Kayan. And to make sure that people would take that Isser of the Chacham seriously, Asu Kibu'ula L'chol Divareah. So L'gabi Knas, for example, this Halacha, they made her that she has a status of a Ba'ula, so that and she doesn't get knas, so that people wouldn't say, oh, you see, she gets knas. She's not considered a bula. She could marry a kohen. They wanted to safeguard the injunction against a shvuya marrying a kohen, and therefore they said, even with Gabi other halacha, she has a din of a bula, and therefore, for example, in our Mishnah, Tosfos explains, she will not get knas. And this is all speaking about if she only became freed when she was over 3 years and a day. So then we're choshesh, we're machmer, that she had bia while she was in captivity, or while she was a goy, or while she was a shivcha. Rabbi Yehuda says, shvuy shenifdis harei b'kdushasa, that a shvuy that became freed, she is in her kedusha, we do not consider her a bula, afal pishik doyla, even though she is already bigger, we do not take on legabi knas, that she was Mizana, and she, if someone was ma'anisir, she will receive knaz. Or if someone was mefata her, she will receive dmei pitui. Continues the Mishnah with another series of narois who do not receive knaz. Habo'al bitoi. Someone has a relation with his daughter, since it's a chayvim mises bezdin, chayvim mises bezdin are paturim from Momen or from Knas, Toisvis above, on Daf Chav Tes Amidav Divri Amaschel, Eishis Achiv, asks a question, why is Habal Biter Potter? Because of Kamalei Bid Rabbanei, since we hold that the Knas goes to her father, so of course he's Potter, because is he going to pay himself? He's the one who perpetrated this Avera, and he's going to pay Knas to himself. He's going to take it from one pocket and put it into the other. Of course he's Potter. Why do we have to tell me that he's Potter? Because of Kamalei Bid Rabbanei. Toises brings the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says, this case is speaking about where she was, Nisgar Shemana Erison. So there was no Bia, and therefore she's still a besula. And then the father was ma'aniser, according to Rabbi Kiva, in this situation, since she was nisgar shemino erison, that took her away from her father's rishus, and therefore here the knas will go to herself. The only reason that the father's potter from paying knas is because of kamalei bid rabbanei. But Yerushalmi goes on to say, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds that when a girl was Nisgar Shemana Erison, there is no knas at all. It doesn't go to the father or to her. So we'll have to say that our Mishnah is speaking about where he was Ma'aneser and then he died. So Bishas Hamad Abedin, he wasn't alive. Since he's not alive, Bishas Hamad Abedin, the knas would go to her were it not for the halacha of Kamalei Bid Rabbanei. And that's why the case of Habal Bitoi is included in our Mishnah, that because it's a chayv mises bezdin, Kamalei Bid Rabbanei. Continues the Mishnah. If someone has relations with Albas Bitoi, with his daughter's daughter, his granddaughter, Albas Benoi, or his son's daughter, or Albas Ishtoi, his wife's daughter, from another marriage, Albas Benoi, or his wife's son's daughter, or Albas Bito, his wife's daughter's daughter. In all of these cases, Ainlan Knas. Why? Because he's Mechuyiv Misa. He has to get killed by Bezdin. Shemi Sosunan Bidei Bezdin. This is not a case of Chorus, but this is a case of Chayiv Misa Bezdin. Cholam is Chayiv Benafshay. Whoever is Chayiv Misa by Bezdin, Ain Mishalem, Mom does not pay money. Shenemar, it says in Parsha Mishpatim, Vim lo yeosin anish yaneish. In the case of the two men who were fighting, and one accidentally hit a pregnant woman, and she lost her unborn children. So if there is no fatality, if there's no chiyuv misa on the perpetrator, then the perpetrator has to pay money for the unborn children. As Rashi brings down right before the Gemara, ha im yiyya asin lo yanish. But if there is, as we learned before in yesterday's shir, there is a din asin, there was a warning and edim that saw that this took place, and the perpetrator will be chayiv misa. If he's chayiv mises bezdin, then lo yonish, then there is no chiyuv of mamon, because of the rule of Kamalei Bid Rabbanei that bezdin can only impose the harder onish, and we do not give two onshim. Begins the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Dosa, Am Rabbi Dovrechad, Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, and Rabbi Dosa that we're going to bring in a moment, all said the same thing, that what? that Shvuya is not considered Becheskes Bula. Rabbi Yehuda Amorit. Rabbi Yehuda says that she gets Knas if somebody was Manasser. We don't say that she was a Bula in captivity. Rabbi Doisa, this time you will enter Doisa and a Brisa. Shvuya Bas Kohen, who was in captivity, and she comes out of captivity. Oichelis Betruma. We do not say that she is Bechazok, as Rashi says, that she was Nivla to someone who puzzled her, who was Mechalal her with his bia, but rather she remains in a state of kshera to eat truma. Divri Rab Daisa. So Rav Yochanan is equating what Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah to what Rabbi Daisa says in the Brisa. And then Rabbi Daisa gives a logic to his halach am Rabbi Daisa. V'chima osola aravi halaz. That aravi, what did he do to her when she was in captivity? Did he live with her? Did he have relations with her? That he wouldn't do. Just because he pressed down and he rubbed between her breasts, psula minakuna, he fondled her, but he didn't actually live with her. So will that act passel her from kahuna? And Tysus, in the third last Tysus, Divri Amaskel Chima Osala, says that specifically we bring down in the Gemara here Arabi, because they are shtufim bezima. They are totally promiscuous. Kida Omar Bekedushin, Asar Kabin Zima Yordalam. There were 10 measures of Zima of Znus that came down to the world. Test 9 of those 10, Natla Arabiyim. The Arabiyim took it. So that's why the Gemara picks out that nation. So just because they would act improperly with the Jewish women, but we're not going to say that they actually did znus with them, and would she become possible a kohuna? However, Rashi brings down that a mesechta idiot, the Rabbanan, disagree with Rav Daisa, and they say there is a shuya who eats and there's a shuya who doesn't eat. If a woman says nishbeis yutayrani, I was captured, but I'm tor, she would eat because she has a migui. She didn't have to apesh us or apesh itter. We wouldn't even know that she was captured. But if there are edim who independently tell Bezdin that she was captured and she says I am tayra, she would not eat truma. They disagree with Rav Daisa. Rav Daisa said even if there are edim that she was captured, we're not saying that she is becheskes beula, that she should lose truma. Amar Rabba, or the Masar Shas says Amar Rava, dil malai. Why do you equate Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda with Rabbi Daisa? I disagree. You can't say necessarily that they both hold the same thing. Ad kan lekam Rabbi Yehuda hacha. You know where Rabbi Yehuda says here that she gets knas, she's not becheskes bula, elish lo yechayte niska. Really, I would say she is a bula. But why should the perpetrator, the chayte, the sinner, gain? We're going to punish him. So concerning the chote, we're going to say, the ma'anis, we're going to say, you shouldn't gain anything, and therefore you should pay, and therefore here she gets knas. Aval hosam, but over there, legabe eating truma, karabans really, there, einachanami, we're not going to feed her truma, maybe we hold like the rabbanan. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would disagree with Rabbi Daisa, inami, or the opposite. Atkan lekam Rabbi Daisa hosam, when did Rabbi Daisa say over there that she is believed to say that she didn't become tummy, she's going to eat truma, elevat truma de rabbanan, or Rashi has the girsa truma bizmana zed de rabbanan, since it's only an issa de rabbanan, she would be over anyway, so therefore we're makel. Aval knas da raisa. As Rashi explains, here by knas you want to take out of the perpetrator money, mid a raisa, you want to take out that money. Maybe here, Rabban Sirle, maybe here, Rab Daisa would hold like the Rabbanan that by a Shvuya, there is no Knas. Amalei Abaye, says Abaye, the time of Rabbi Yehuda Hachash Loye Chayta Nisgaru. Are you saying, Rava, that the reason of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah is because the sinner shouldn't gain? But really, we consider her a bula. Vatani, we learned in our brisa. Rabbi Yehuda says his din, even by something that has nothing to do with chayta nisker, shvuya shenishbis, a shvuya that was in captivity, harei b'ktushasa, she is considered holy, she's still a psula. A filibas esrashanim, even though she's 10 years old, we don't suspect that they violated her. And ksubasa masayim, her ksuba remains 200. We don't say that she became a ba'ula, so her ksuba remains 200. Vahasam, and in that case over there, where it's only negei ksuba, maishle echayta nisker, what svara is there of chayta nisker? And yet you see that Rabbi Yehuda says it's din. So you see Rabbi Yehuda's halacha that she's considered a psula is not because shleya chayta nisker, but she's considered biktusha, so that she remains with the kedusha. So the Gemara says, no, really, she's considered a bula. But Hasam Nami over there by Ksuba, there's also a special reason why we consider her a psula. Dilma Mimni Vlainispi Bula, as Rashi explains, if you're only going to give her a Ksuba of 100 and not 200, you're not going to give her the Ksuba of a psula because you're going to consider her a bula. So then people will stay away and they won't want to marry her. So therefore, in order to make it attractive that people should want to marry her, we treat her like a regular psula and we give her 200. So it comes out that Rabbi Yochanan held that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dais are saying the same thing, namely that she stays in her kedusha and she's considered a psula. Legabi all these halachas, legabi knas, legabi ksuba, masha ein kein. According to the other way that the Gemara was learning, really she's a bu'ula. However, because of certain mitigating circumstances, or that people should want to marry her, that's why we treated her especially like a psula, even though in essence she's a bula. As Tosfos in the bottom, Tosfos speaks out that this question on Rabbi Yehuda is only going to be according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that the etzem she's b'kedushas kaima, there's no special mitigating circumstance, but rather we treat her like a psula. According to Rabbi Yochanan, I'm going to have a problem. According to Rava, as we were gairis, where there's a special reason, then this question and the subsequent questions will not be difficult. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that be'etzim she's treated b'kedushasa as a psula without any special reason, then I have a problem. Why? If somebody redeemed the shuya, he's allowed, even though he's a kayin, he's allowed to marry her. But if he testified that she wasn't nevelah to someone who could possibly her loyisena, he's not allowed to marry her. And as Rashi speaks out what the Gemara is going to say in a few lines, the Gemara thought that the second phrase is modifying the first phrase, that if he was poyed to her and he was mayid, then loyisena. And the Gemara is going to have an issue with that, as we'll see in a moment. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Benkech Benkech lo yisena. Whether he's meyed or whether he's poida, he's not allowed to marry. So the question on Rabbi Yehuda, on Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda, is right here. Because if you hold that a shvuya is b'kedushas kaima, so why lo yisena? That the Gemara will address in a few lines. But right now, the Gemara is going back on the Tanakama. Hagufa kasha. I don't understand what the Tanakama said. Amrat ha'poydes a shvuya yisena. If he's part of shvuya, he could marry her. V'hadar tana, and the next line, what do you say? Meid bo lo yisena. That if he was poida and he was made, as the Gemara understands now, then he's not allowed to marry her. Why? Mishum de made bo lo yisena? Just because he is being poida and being made on her, he's not allowed to marry her? If poida can marry her, so why can't poida and made marry? But the Gemara answers, holy kasha, that's not sure. Hachi karma, this is what it means to say. Ha poides ashvuya u made bo yisena. If he's, in both cases, in the Reisha and the Sefer, he's being Meyed. In the Reisha, he's Poida and Meyed. So as the Gemara will explain, if you shell out money, if he's going to give out money in order to redeem her, then we say that he must know that she is Tor to him as a Kayid. So if he's Poida and Meyed, he could marry her. But if he's only Meyed, it didn't cost him any money. Meyed Bo Kedi is only Meyed. Well, he said he's not allowed to marry her. Frayd Gemara Mikol Malka and Kasha Rebuta. It's still difficult on Rebuta if Bikdushas Akaima, as Rabbi Yochanan says, it's not a special mitigating reason of Chayta Nisker we want people to marry her. But in essence, she's considered Bikdusha as a psula. So why lo yisena? Amra Papa Ema say Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Bengach Bengach yisena. Einach Nami, you have to change the gears and say in both cases not lo yisena but yisena because Bikdusha Sakaima and the Kohen can definitely marry her. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Hunderbred, Rav Shoimer, he has a different teretz. Loilam Kedektani, really we're going to leave it like we said before. Rabbi Yehuda says, Benkech Benkech, Lo Yisena. By the way, the Rishonim speak out that Benkach is not only if he's poida and he testifies in those cases, but even if he does neither of those, he doesn't testify, he's not poida her, since Bikdusha Sakaima, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Teretz of Rapapa, Eimer Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Benkach, the halach is Yisana in all circumstances, even if he does none of the above. Rav Huna, Breid Rav Shua, Imer, Lo'olam, Kedektoni, Rav Yehuda, Ledevrem, the Rabbanim, Karmer, Lahu. Rav Yehuda is speaking to the Rabbanim, Lididi, according to me, that I hold B'kdusha, Sakaima, so Benkach, Benkach, Yusana, whether he's made, whether he's Poida, he's allowed to marry her. Elidithu, that you consider her a Ba'ula, and the only time you consider her a B'sula is for mitigating circumstances. So here, when it comes to marrying her, Benkach, Benkach, Lo Yusana, Meboile, he shouldn't be able to marry her. Why can he marry her when he's Poida her? When he's Mayid, he can't. So when he's poida and mayid, he also shouldn't be able to. The Gemara answers, Rabbanan answer like this: Hapoidus Ashua U Mayid Ba Yisana. If he's poida and mayid, he marries her. Why? Because Leishani in she's Zizibichdi. People are not going to throw out money, waste money. If he didn't know that she was mutterim, that she was a ksheira, that nobody was nivel her, he as a kohen would never marry her, and he wouldn't throw out the money for nothing. Mayid Ba Kedi. But if he was only made her, he didn't spend any money, he wasn't paid her, Loisana, then he's not allowed to marry her, because she's considered the Cheskes Bula. He's made it, I know that she wasn't Nival. Shema ain't of nothing, but maybe he found her attractive, and he wanted to marry her, and it didn't cost him any money, so then maybe he'll lie, and we don't trust him, and we say she is Cheskes Bula. However, if he had to spend money, there we're going to say he won't throw out money, and then, even according to Rabbanan, he is permitted to marry her.